Seven, I believe.
Got one.
Oh, I don't think you have a quorum.
I don't think so either.
No, no
two,
quorum.
Two, three.
I didn't know that. Four. That's why I asked, would we have a quorum or not?
Well, Jeannie couldn't come, but Judy and Scott had both said they were coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can't do anything.
No, well, we can wait. Let's wait a minute or
okay.
two and see, because we can't start till 5:30 anyway.
Well, we start Craighead at 5:30.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So we hadn't got anything to do till 5:30, even if we dismiss you.
You drove all this way. Might as well stay. I know, you're always.
Is there anyone that we can get on the phone?
I'm thinking about.
Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six. And what do we have to have? Seven.
Mm-hmm.
We just need one.
I know.
Who said they were coming? Miss Glover?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But she can't come. She called in and said she couldn't come. But Hallie's here.
Yeah.
Scott and Judy both said they were coming. I wrote the four down that
okay.
said they were coming.
So we've got a possibility of Judy.
Judy and Scott.
And Scott. Uh-huh.
Okay. If they are on their way, I'm sure they
cross
have a cell
fingers.
Phone with them. Do you have a cell phone number for them?
Just text them
and make sure they're on their way. Yeah.
Yeah.
If not, we can.
I don't know that I have.
Send Hallie back before the weather gets bad.
Let's see.
Not to interject, but where are they coming from?
Poinsett County.
Different
South.
Parts of Poinsett County.
Terminus area.
Scott is marked three. No. Yes. Scott is somewhere marked three, and then Judy's Wiener. I'm Harrisburg.
Michael Watkins has COVID, so he's not going to be here tonight.
That's like the third person I know that's had it, mentioned this week.
And Janice is out of town.
I don't have Judy's.
So she's can't.
No,
Judy.
I just texted Angie to see if she would text them, because I don't have
Jeannie.
Their numbers
no,
either.
I have Angie's, but I don't have anybody else's.
All right. I'll hear back from Angie in a second.
If we get ready to go with this, we only have, what, two things to vote on?
Yeah. I just hate for you to have had to drive all the way.
It's fine.
If we can get her on the phone, though, we can do two votes. I mean, we can do
you
that
might,
where she's
I
at
vote,
on the phone,
on the phone.
If, as long as she can
mm-hmm,
vote.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do that.
Sounds good to me.
Janice is out of town. Mike got COVID. Okay. Well, Kayla, give us an update on your progress here while we're waiting.
Okay. We have a couple of weeks left.
Are you think you're gonna make it, or is the finish line getting closer?
I haven't made it to 40 weeks yet, but I was telling her we've got some family coming in Friday, so. I would, for my sake, I would rather it happen after they leave.
Yeah.
I don't want everybody at my house.
Yeah, I can understand that for sure. Well, maybe they won't be too raucous.
Our house is a gathering house, typically.
Uh-huh.
So we host a lot of stuff with Zach's family, but this time I don't want to host anything. So.
No.
Oh,
okay.
And you can get out of a lot of things for the next few
That's
months.
That's right.
I'm hopeful that people are receiving. I don't know.
So really,
hey, there's no excuse like a new baby excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, that covers everything.
Well, but that's
very
yeah.
So we're going to have to come and sell them off the cards.
Yeah, basically. There's a big, long list of things I have to do to sell them.
Okay.
And I have to have judges' approval and
okay.
all this. And the,
okay.
then the assessor has to get them assessed and stuff. But it's possible to do it. And
mm-hmm.
they're just not worth saving.
I don't think so with what you have written here.
Yeah. I have one written estimate, but the other one is word of mouth. But it was we did get two different
mm-hmm.
estimates.
Okay.
So those are pretty accurate.
Okay.
So... That red van's been on its last leg for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We had just kind of kept it to haul dirty things that we didn't want dirty the other man up with.
Right.
But.
Hey, Vanessa, are the meeting dates on the website for the new year?
Yeah, they should be on our website, yeah. Yeah, I believe Noah put them up.
I had to look in the other day and I couldn't find them, but it's not saying they're not on there.
Okay, I'll check and make sure they are.
I
haven't heard, but
just
call her.
Yeah.
It's just 5 o'clock.
So y'all have the packet in there. Is there anybody that wants to make a bid on that Ford Edge or the Dodge Caravan?
No, sir. Don't think I want to.
Hi, Julie. Is Angie in? Yeah, if you don't mind, I hate to do this, but would you interrupt her for a second? This is Vanessa in Jonesboro. I need to ask her something real quick. Okay, thank you. She's teaching an exercise class.
That's what I started to say. I think it's exercise. Here comes.
Oh, no.
Hey, Andy, I'm sorry to bother you. This is Vanessa. Can you give me Judy or Scott's phone number? I haven't heard from either one of them. I haven't heard from both of them. Hallie is here. Jeannie could not come. We need one more person for a quorum. And we can do it by phone if we get one of them. Oh, wait. Scott's here.
Okay.
We're good. Never mind.
Yay.
Okay, thanks, Angie. Bye-bye. Sorry to get you out in this mess, but we're awful glad you're here.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Down here. Nastiest day of the week, of course. It'll be sunny tomorrow, you know.
Okay, with everybody, we've got enough now for a quorum, so I'll call the meeting of the Crowley's Ridge Regional Library Board to be in session, and that'll be 5:15. That is the real time. And we have information of the members that are present. She's taken that, so we're ready to move on. The thing we want to do first is approve the minutes from the last meeting. As everybody, Scott, we'll give you a few minutes if you haven't read those to go through it and see.
We sent everything to them.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Angie sent them.
I'm going to accept the minutes as presented.
Okay.
I second.
The motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes. Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda will be the treasurer's report, or the quarter, second quarter financial report.
I'll take that one.
Okay.
This is everything that we have spent through the end of December. And that is the Crowley Ridge second quarter because their fiscal year starts July 1 and goes to June 30. We are on track. Everything looks great. There's really not any surprises. So I don't anticipate anything, really. So everything looks good.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions?
I have a question for the director. If, in fact, we sell these cars or repair, well, so let's just say we're going to get rid of these cars. Do both of them need to be replaced?
No, neither one of them need
Neither one of them need to be replaced. So chances are we're going to try to sell them rather than repair them then.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That was just a question that I had. Anyone else have a question concerning the budget expenses or any impact on anything that's there?
Would that mean it'd leave with two vehicles at these two fair?
Line item five?
Yes.
Okay.
We have, Craighead County owns one, but Crowley Ridge owns the rest of them. So it would leave two vehicles for Crowley Ridge.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, I'll entertain a motion then if no one has a direct question on that budget update. I'll entertain a motion to approve second quarter.
I'll approve the second quarter budget.
Okay, update. Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Scott. Motion's been made and second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor then of the prepared second quarter budget update, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, then that carries. And the third item on it is about the vehicles reference to. We have two vehicles that have been listed here, 2012 Ford Edge SUV with a CarMax value of $3,000. And 2008 Dodge Caravan, Edmunds estimated value $923. And then below each is, a mechanics evaluation of what's wrong with them and the amount that would need to be to purchase, to get them back in good running order. any discussion on that? When the repairs, my interpretation is to be when the repairs that are necessary to get it in good shape outweigh the actual value of the vehicle, my dad would tell me it's time to sell.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we can even sell them. Is there a
Well, actually there is. I had a car that wasn't mine, but I was selling it for a relative. And they didn't want the car, but they wanted the engine out of it.
Parts. Yeah, these will go for parts, probably.
Yes. Yeah. And he races stock cars, and so as an engine goes bad, even though the car that comes in may have all kind of body damage and everything, as long as the engine is good, he'll buy the engine, and you'll get a good price for it. Because
okay.
That's what the real car is worth, is the engine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fine with selling them. I just shocked anybody with one of them and try to repair them.
I've already had interest in the red van.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, too, that we do not need to replace these.
Right.
Yeah, we've cut down on our outreach some. And really, the red van was sort of to be phased out anyway, which is why the white van was purchased, according to Sarah Keith. These were all purchased before I came here. So the red van has really not been very necessary anyway, but we don't need to replace either one of them at the time. So I think just trying to sell them would be the best thing. And if we need another van or another SUV later, we can talk about it.
Who's going to try to hawk these off?
Well, there's a long list of things I have to do according to state code.
Okay. I wondered if
we had
to follow some kind of rule.
No, yeah. Long one. And I've never sold a vehicle before through this, so it'll be a learning experience.
Several learning experiences, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need a motion then to sell us.
Yes.
I hope that we sell these vehicles and get the best price that we can.
Okay, motion's been made. Is there a second to that?
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor of selling these two vehicles, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, then the motion carries. These vehicles are available to the public.
Okay.
Is there any other business that needs to come before the board on Crowley's Ridge?
Just out of curiosity, Vanessa, when you do sell these, will you let us know?
Oh, yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Like,
hopefully, I'll have them sold by next May.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it will be in the agenda?
Yeah, I'll definitely let you know, yeah.
And I was going to say that the state purchasing person at Arkansas State might be able to help you know how to sell something on the state, because you know when they buy things.
Right, okay.
That's a big, good contact.
Okay, okay. And I know the assessor's office here in town can help me some too.
Somebody's done it.
Yeah. It's always fun to do something I've never done, really, because I learn. And then I know next time. So I'm not really even dreading it. I just think it'll be fine. Sarah's laughing.
Okay.
She knows she's going to have to do some of the work too.
That's why you paid the big bucks, girl. Okay, so if there's no other business, then I will accept a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the Crowley's Ridge Regional Library meeting is adjourned at 5:22.
Hi. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. I'm glad.